Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Plaza this morning. A little change in the order of service this morning, so bear with us, bear with me. I'm actually a little tired this morning. I got in late last night. Been dropping stuff all over the place. I actually was supposed to get in a little earlier, but I was on Northwest Airlines, and they overshot the runway. Let's get right to it. Lots of great things happening here at Plaza. Let's go ahead and roll right through them, shall we? First things first, we've been talking about it for like the last month and a half, but this Thursday is Treats in the Streets. We still need some candy. We got a ton over in the back office there, but if you still have bags of your Costco candy that you're not going to use, go ahead and drop it on by today through Thursday. We still need it. Got a lot of you signed up to help out Pastor Eddie on Thursday and all of us, so thank you in advance for that. That's going to be a great opportunity to reach out to the kids here in the community who come through on Thursday. So that's going to be fantastic. Secondly, the bulletin, or I'm sorry, announcement that is not in the bulletin, the next men's breakfast is going to be this Saturday, October the 31st, at 8 o'clock. I keep forgetting.
8
o'clock over in the Fellowship Hall. Three reasons for you guys to join or come along. One, fantastic food. You guys always have good food, right, John?
Absolutely.
The fellowship is awesome. And the third one is that Pastor Mark is actually going to dress up in a Spider-Man outfit. So make sure you're there. Forget the first two. The third one's the reason you got to be there. For those of you who are time-challenged, John Pavelson, this one is for you in the bulletin. Daylight savings time is next Saturday night, Sunday morning. So we fall back. Actually, you probably should have left this one out. That way everyone would have been on time next Sunday. But roll your clocks back an hour. That's going to be for just to make sure you're here on time. Let's see. Number four. Oh, real quick. So next Sunday evening also, we're going to be having an all-church leaders meeting. 6 to 8, so that if you are in leadership, if you think you're in leadership, if you want to keep an eye on the leaders of the church, by all means, be here from 6 to 8. Pastor Mark and all of us will be here, so get that on your calendars. Apologize for the short notice, but that's the time we're going to do it. Let's see, one more, I think, for me. No? Actually, I'm going to have breakfast.